I'm assuming from the cutthroat capitalist point of view, you want heavy-duty competition. You want people driving themselves to the very ends of their abilities. And your music very much goes in a counter direction. Is it true also that self-compassion and following the middle way, that it leads to productivity?
Yes, it is true. Two things I want to say about that. Number one, the Buddha said there's two ways to be self-serving, the wise way and the foolish way. The foolish way to be self-serving is to grab everything for yourself. It'd be cruel and greedy and selfish. The wise way to serve yourself is to be generous and kind because of cause and effect, because the energy that you put out comes back to you. The second thing I want to say about is it true that self-compassion helps with productivity is there's a conference, it's in its third year, it just finished this past week here in San Francisco, called Wisdom 2.0. And it's a conference that's bringing together the biggest leaders in tech, so Google and Intel, and a lot of big leaders in finance and corporations and big business. It's bringing them together with these teachers, these big prominent teachers on mindfulness, compassion, generosity, gratitude. Because what these corporations are learning is that when their workers are well-tended and happy and are doing practices like mindfulness and compassion, generosity and gratitude, that their corporations thrive. Their corporations thrive. And so it's self-serving in the wise way. So people are catching on that kindness isn't just some kind of softy hallmark thing for the weak ones among us, but that kindness is actually the most powerful, transformative, and useful energy that one could hope to have in a personal life or in a business life. And I really believe that, and fortunately for me, because I'm not actually a tech person or a big business person, the big business people, the brain scientists, it's booming now. It's the big new thing, and I'm really happy about that because we're at a time in the development of our evolution where we need to realize this or perish. So I'm happy that more and more are coming into alignment with these ancient spiritual ideas. It's been in all religions all this whole time.